Lord, we thank you that we can worship you freely. Thank you that you are already amongst us and working by your Spirit. We give you this time. We give you our thoughts. We pray that you would speak through what you've given me to say and that you would meet each one of us where we're at. In Jesus' name, amen. So we've had the verse about Jesus saying he is the light of the world. And what did Jesus mean about being light? Well, at the start of John's Gospel, John spoke of Jesus saying, through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it or put it out, that long word. So the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. So what darkness is it that Jesus is talking about that he's come to shine into? Well, the Bible refers this kind of darkness for things like sin and shame, evil, selfishness, hate, confusion, rejection of God. And we still see that today, don't we? There are pockets of darkness in our world. And Jesus comes to shine into this dark world to bring his light and life to us. No amount of darkness can overcome any amount of light. Light always wins. We're going to look at that. So it's really hard to see in the darkness, isn't it? Imagine if you went to a sports match in an evening, particularly wintry months, but anyway, in the evening. You wouldn't really see very much, would you? But as soon as the floodlights come on, everything's made clear. Even lighting a single match in darkness makes a difference, doesn't it? When we were talking about this as an all-in team, Anne was remembering a time when she walked with her children, who were younger then, through a disused railway tunnel. And the start was okay, because at the beginning you've got the light from behind you, haven't you, shining in through the beginning of the tunnel. But as they walk along, it starts to get really quite dark. And that's when confidence started to dip, didn't it? Until they got nearer the other end, where the light begins to shine through again at the other end. And then suddenly confidence grew again. There was no stumbling in the same kind of way. It's hard to see that, and that's with the light at the end. So very, very dark. Similarly, you might have been on a night walk, perhaps as a young person, or not necessarily young, but I know scouts do it and guides do it, and I did it as a youth worker. And particularly in the countryside where there's no street lights, it can be absolutely pitch black. In fact, we were a little bit cruel, maybe. We used to take some young people, 18 to 25, from our hostel into the middle of Wales where there was absolutely no street lights, and we'd be happily driving back in the minibus, and then always at the same point we'd stop and turn the lights off. And as city people, probably all of us, it's such a shock. It's completely against what we're used to. We're used to street lights. We're used to some kind of lighting. And it really does kind of take you by surprise and maybe make you feel a little bit insecure. But a torch or the headlights can make all the difference. It stops our stumbling and our falling. So as a team, we had a little think about what different forms of light there are and what they might bring to us, linking them in to what Jesus can be to us as light of the world. Obviously, this isn't an exhaustive list, but we've got quite a few lights here that we thought about. So a night light, especially if you're scared of the dark, a night light at night can bring comfort. A security light can bring protection, not in itself, but obviously bringing to light anything that's going on that's untoward. A house light can perhaps bring welcome as you get closer to your house and you see it's there and it's homely and it's comfy. A house light can bring welcome. A lighthouse can warn the ships coming in that there's rocks So that's a warning. Runway lights, they guide, helping the plane to come in to the right place. A traffic light, they direct, telling you do not turn right. They direct what we're supposed to be doing. Birthday candles, they can celebrate. That light helps us to celebrate something good and positive. Then, okay, this is pushing it a little bit, I know, but light bulb moment. The emoji is a light bulb moment. I know that's pushing it, but you know. So what we mean by that is when something is enlightening, when you get insight into something, when something suddenly clicks and you go, ah, yes, now I understand. So that light bulb moment. We have car lights that can lead the way in the darkness. And then slightly differently, the fog lights. And when I was thinking of fog lights, I was thinking more about you can see further ahead. You can see where you're actually going. That's what I mean by Jesus' light in that kind of instance. A purpose, knowing where you're headed and what the purpose is about. And then maybe a bit of a stretching again. But apparently, rainbow is refracted light. I sound very wise knowing that, but I have been told that a rainbow is refracted light. And of course, to us, that reminds us of God's promises. And there's so many promises in the Bible. Perhaps there's one that you hold on to regularly at particular times. And you might be able to think of some more lights. There must be hundreds, but those are the sort of ones to get us started with, to get us thinking about what does light mean? What does it bring? And therefore, what does Jesus bring to us? Now, I've brought a little light with me this morning. They're disappointing, aren't they, these? Health and safety people love them because they're so safe and nobody's going to get burnt. It's not really going to shine the way much, is it? But I always find them a bit disappointing. Even with young children, I'd rather watch them with a candle than have a health and safety one. However, it's really not very effective, is it? And it's what I would call a fake candle. It's not really a candle, and we all know it's not a candle. It might give a little bit of a glimmer, but it's not really. It certainly doesn't have the warmth and the smell and the appeal and the atmosphere that a real candle has. When we think back to the list that we've just said, other things or people can bring similar qualities. We can find security and comfort in other things. But I believe that they're limited things, and that only Jesus can really bring the light into our lives in a real and lasting way that we need. He is the true light. Jesus said, "He is the light of the world." He said this for each person, that no one who follows him will stumble into the darkness. He applied it personally for individual people. Anyone who follows him will not stumble in the darkness. But he also applied it for the whole world. We're not to keep this light to ourselves. We're to point others to him, that they may experience him too, and not be stumbling in the darkness. So as we go on to reflect on this together, we're going to think a bit more about what form of light are we needing at the moment. Are you facing a decision where you need his guiding light? Are you in a tricky situation where you need his light to bring insight? Are you in a good place celebrating the light and life that he brings? Are you in need of a reminder of his promises to you? When we forget things and one or two things stand out, maybe that's the thing that we need to be focusing on. Maybe that's the thing that God is prompting us on at the moment. Let's just pray for a moment. Lord, we thank you that you are the true light. Thank you that you have brought light and life into this world of darkness. Thank you that you have brought light to us individually. And Lord, would you help us in whatever situation and whatever need we have at this point in time? Would you bring that light that we need? Help us to turn to you and to rely on you. In Jesus' name, amen.